All these were honored in their generation and were the glory of their times. This is the glory of their times, the story of the early days of baseball told by the men who played it. This is Larry Ritter. I sometimes wonder what could have prompted me to embark on such a strange crusade, searching the highways and byways of America for old ball players, a quest that preoccupied me for the better part of 6 years. For a long time, I thought my travels had been inspired by the death of Ty Cobb in 1961, and that I was pursuing a social goal, recording for posterity the remembrances of a sport that had played such a significant role in American life in the early years of the 20th century. But now, on reflection, almost 4 decades later, I don't think my journey had much to do with social purposes at all. Deep down, it was a quest of a more personal nature. It so happens that my own father died at about the same time as Ty Cobb. Still vivid in my memory is the day when I was 9 years old that my father took me by the hand to my first big league baseball game. It seems to me now that I was trying to recapture that unforgettable ritual of childhood and draw closer to a father I would never see again, and I think that through the glory of their times I somehow succeeded. This, then, is the way it was. Listen. Fred Snodgrass.
This was 19... 19-